Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Trial set for Krogman accused in Clarkston motel stabbing. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A jury trial is set to begin January 14th in Asotin County Superior Court for Thomas Krogman, a former Campbell County teacher accused of stabbing a Clarkston motel manager during an attack last summer. According to KLEW, Krogman, 68, faces charges of first-degree premeditated attempted murder with a deadly weapon enhancement, along with first-degree conspiracy to commit murder. He has pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege Krogman traveled from Wyoming to Clarkston, Washington, and attacked his brother-in-law, Daniel Henry, a manager at the Motel 6 on Bridge Street. Police say Henry was stabbed multiple times during the early June incident. He was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital in Lewiston, Washington, where he was treated and released several days later. Court records indicate the alleged motive may involve longstanding family allegations of sexual abuse dating back decades. Henry reportedly told investigators he believed the matter had been resolved years ago. Krogman's wife, Phyllis Krogman, who is also Henry's sister, is charged separately in connection with the case. Prosecutors allege she helped plan the attack. Her trial is scheduled for March 11th. Krogman previously worked for the Campbell County School District as a driver's education teacher and coached multiple sports for decades, including wrestling and track at Campbell County High School and later at Thunder Basin. The trial is scheduled to begin January 14th in Asotin County Superior Court. Dagenfelder enters 2026 governor's race with Trump endorsement. Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Dagenfelder announced on Monday she is running for governor in 2026, entering the race with a high-profile endorsement from President Donald Trump. According to Cowboy State Daily, Trump endorsed Dagenfelder Friday on Truth Social, calling her MAGA Megan and praising her commitment to Wyoming values. Trump remains popular in the state, winning Wyoming by the largest margin in the nation in 2024. In her announcement, Dagenfelder said she is running to protect Wyoming's energy economy, oppose what she called radical extremists, and push back against federal overreach. She highlighted her work as superintendent, saying she has fought for school choice, supported charter schools and education savings accounts, and opposed Biden administration Title IX rules affecting transgender athletes. Dagenfelder, a Casper native, holds degrees from the University of Wyoming and a master's degree in economics from Beijing. Before her election as superintendent in 2022, she worked in the coal, oil, and gas industries and served in federal and state education roles. She joins a growing field of candidates seeking to succeed term-limited Governor Mark Gordon. Former House Speaker and State Senator Eric Barlow announced his run last summer, along with Brent Bine and Joseph Kibler. Dagenfelder is the latest Wyoming official to seek higher office as the 2026 election cycle begins to take shape. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.